And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
3.5 minutes left in this second half, 29 points to 12. Penrith leading the Newcastle Knights at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Knights. Go the Knights.
Now, Piggy, just before we leave you and let you find out what the two coaches have to say at halftime, can you get some of those sumo suits for your new place down the coast?
I thought they were Mark Levy impersonators.
Can I remind you, Piggy, you're a reformed fatty?
You're telling me people don't go fishing on Sunday morning.
They're saying more people would fish on Saturdays than Sunday.
More people fish on a Saturday than a Sunday. I don't think that's factual.
Well, I think it would be.
Well, mate, I'll give you a reason. I'll give you a reason why it wouldn't be. Okay. Right. Because I think more people work on a Saturday than work on a Sunday.
I think a lot of people leave Sunday to spend time with their families.
I would rather have a Saturday.
Have a nice Sunday by myself.
My family than a Sunday.
What? You would rather what? Sorry?
Have a Saturday with my family than a Sunday.
Why?
Footy's on Sundays.
Yeah, but you've got the races on a Saturday. You've got the footy on a Saturday. You don't want to go with your wife.
Just pardon me while I just advise you. There are three games on today and two on tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, you're going to use facts then.
I can't imagine Coles or Woolworths or IGAs around the country saying, geez, there's been a demand for Buddha's hands. We're going to have to...
Well, there might be now that you've mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, if you can help out, 131873 is the number, 2GB.com, 4BC.com.au. Malinka.
So a Buddha's hand is similar to a finger line.
So you can slice it up and put it in your corona.
They've got all those bar areas. There's the middle level. You can see there's a lot of people in those areas, in an area where we normally go down and get a coffee or something on the other side of the field. But I've been caught with my pants down at... Well,
you've been caught with your pants down at Suncorp Stadium? Maybe that's a story for another night. I don't think we've got time for that tonight.
I'll save that one for tomorrow, Dave.
What about this tape job here on Dale
Finucane?
Oh, no. They can't do that to him. He looks like a mummy.
Oh, I don't think he looks like a mummy. Otherwise, you'd be getting heaps of presents tomorrow. Let's get a set of six down and try and steady the ship again. There's a high shot.
Was that a snort then?
Yeah, I think it was. Harvey Norman, player of the match. The three players, Mark and Mark, will go through. Mark, Dark.
Who do they play next week? They play Melbourne next week at home.
Melbourne, do they?
Next Saturday night.
Melbourne play Melbourne, do they?
Oh, Manly, sorry. Sorry, boys, it's been a long day.
But what I don't appreciate, Daryl, is this person behind us and how we've set the broadcast up, box up is myself, Davey and Daryl along the front, Piggy and Hansel behind us. Yeah. And guess what? Piggy Riddell's opened the party mix. He's taken all the good party mix lollies, Daryl.
All the teeth, all the bananas.
I didn't have any teeth. I will put my hand up.
You know what? When you get a few years old, it'll be the same situation.
I've got another issue down here, boys.
Yeah. What's happened there?
I've got this beautiful little bird. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, this it's a swallow. Bird.
It's been flying around the whole first half. I'm worried about it.
Where is it?
See where the boys are playing. Look, he's trying to pick it up, the man in the blue shirt. Poor little bird. He's flying up in the air, then he's coming down. He's landing at my feet.
Why don't you go and rescue it, Piggy?
I'm going to ring the RSPCA. Or
get it before one of these kids trample on it, Piggy.
I'm
go now.
About it.
What do you think's going to happen if one of the... Well, you're worried about it. Go and get it before someone tramples on it. Levy, there's another massive issue developing here.
What's that?
You know where that bird was in that territory?
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but they've cordoned it off. They put the police tape around there, and I feel the worst.
You know what, Daryl?
There's one man I can blame if there's a problem.
Who's that?
Piggy. If they put a sheet over there, I'm going to be devastated.
Radio Sport New Zealand take our program, Daryl, from 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock Sydney time for the entire 5 hours on a Sunday, they listen to us through New Zealand.
Yeah. I've got a friend on the fridge out the back, and I'm going to go and get some fish and chips. So thank you very much for listening. Davey doesn't have a go.
Come on, Davey.
Have a go. You're not going to offend them. They're very defendable.
What, fish and chips?
How dare you do it like that?
You're a disgrace.
Well, across the Dutch.
Come on.
Give us the Dutch.
It's better than trying to say that the score sucks nil.
Take him off air.